If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti joins us now. Legal briefs in the news. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about that opinion a Washington, D.C. judge issued that struck down President Trump's executive order restricting a large law firm from, among other things, accessing government buildings. Will this affect other executive orders directed at law firms that the president has signed?
Yes, it will. I mean, it's going to set a precedent, although a judge in one state's ruling is not necessarily precedential in another state, depending on, you know, the judge. But I think that, you know, it's a very well-reasoned, it's a 102-page opinion. I think that other judges are going to rule similarly, and I think it's going to be based upon the merits. Pretty clearly, this was a violation of the First Amendment, the idea that you can associate with whoever you want, the Fifth Amendment, which is due process, and Sixth Amendment, which is right to counsel. And so, I think it's going to be followed by the other states. And I also think that to the extent that some of these firms made deals with the president to do certain amounts of pro bono work in exchange for having him, basically drop his demands, I think those agreements are going to be found to be void because they're based upon unconstitutional demands.
Interesting. All right. A lot more to come on that for sure. In the case of Sean Combs, P. Diddy, jury selection began Monday. How difficult is it going to be to find an impartial jury, do you think?
From what the media reports, it looks like it is hard. A lot of people had experience with sexual abuse. One out of three women have experienced some sort of sexual abuse or domestic violence. One out of four men. And most people know somebody if they haven't had that visited upon them. They know somebody who has. So these are very, very hotbed issues. And when you see these types of videotapes of domestic violence and sexual abuse, it's going to be very, very hard to get people who don't have a trigger point here. Also, a lot of people knew about the case, and it looks like in jury selection, a lot of people had seen the video or had seen the news reports as to the allegations. So, yeah, I think it's going to take a while to get a jury seated.
And he rejected a plea deal. Why do you think he did? Was that on the advice of counsel, do you think?
I think, you know, he's been in prison. I think that he is 55 years old. Any deal that was offered was probably at least a decade, if not two decades. So it seems to me that he feels like he's innocent. He feels like he's going to roll the dice, and he wants to get out of that cage. And I think that he probably told his lawyers, I'm going to trial. I'm going to prove my innocence, and that's that. Mm-hmm. You know, a person like him doesn't necessarily, you can imagine that he doesn't look at himself and go, I'm guilty of this. This is something that he was entitled to do in his world, and he's probably considered himself to be the victim.
That video that was all over the news of P. Diddy beating up his girlfriend is going to be admitted at trial, and how powerful will that be, do you think?
I think it's very powerful. If anyone has seen it, I don't encourage you to watch it. It's hard to watch. But it's going to go to the idea of showing that he coerced women and men to have sex, and then he would cover up, you know, he would cover up their attempts to try to tell people about it. And he did that through coercion, through extortion, through physical threats, through committing crimes, through committing arson. And I think that videotape is pretty damning in that it shows how domineering he was and how violent he was. And of course, you know, that goes to prejudice the jury against him. It's hard to say this guy's an innocent guy when you watch that video.
And finally, President Trump and Alcatraz. Let's talk about that a little bit. We know that it would take a lot of money to get that in shape to be a working prison again, but what about the legal obstacles?
Well, it's interesting. It was built as a naval base, and then it was turned into a prison back in the 30s, and now the National Park runs it. And it's pretty functional and as far as a tourist attraction, and it's lucrative. So I think there's going to be a legal battle if he really tries to do this, because the National Park is running it and would have to change a lot of things. I also think that to get it up to speed for any kind of standards that we have to have for our prisons, it would just be insurmountable. I mean, there's no sewage method there. So, I mean, they used to just dump sewage every day into the ocean. So it doesn't have heat, doesn't have necessary electric to warm everything. It's really impossible. I mean, it was one of those comments that it sounds interesting, but in reality, I think it's not going to work.
Yeah, the president posted this on Truth Social about opening up Alcatraz again. It wasn't an executive order, but it brings to mind a question about these executive orders and what they really mean, because most of them, a lot of them are meaningless, right? Because Congress has to approve a lot of these things, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like our president likes to make his announcements through these executive orders, and then they get challenged in court. Many of them have been stricken down for various reasons. And, you know, you don't know if he really wants these things to happen, or he's just making a statement a political statement. But, you know, the courts have been very, very busy striking a lot of this stuff down that really doesn't pass constitutional muster.
More from Karen Conti here on WGN Sunday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. Thank you, Karen. Have a nice day.
You too, Bob.